Welcome to the JU Marine Science Research Institute, Melissa. It's great to have you here. And this is probably the second best position here. We're only sitting about 50 feet off the river, so it's pretty cool. The what we call the Research Vessel Larkin, RV Larkin, was part of the dream of the faculty as we put together the Marine Science Research Institute. And we knew as we put things together, we wanted an outdoor classroom. We wanted a boardwalk coming through our wetlands. We also needed a new floating dock, and we envisioned a pontoon boat. And what we got was what we ended up calling a floating classroom, because that's how it's going to function. It's 48 feet by 12 feet. It was designed by Leigh Pittman, marine architects here in town. Matt Pittman and Leif Dittelfussen did the design work on it.
I'm glad you pronounced that, because I would have mangled it.
Yeah, it was fine. I hope I didn't butcher it too bad for Leif. But Matt did a great job, and we had a lot of support from a lot of people and a lot of ideas. And it really is sort of a unique feature, which has been an interesting challenge. The Coast Guard, it's a Coast Guard certified vessel, or will be, and we're going through that process right now. But because we're doing trawling, we can do benthic samples, we can do plankton tows, we can do water quality work, we can do benthic sleds, we can do all kinds of things in the river, and take a group of students out and show them firsthand how you do this kind of thing. Because otherwise, we had smaller boats, very expensive to operate. This, we think, will be very economical. We've hired a captain, who's Captain Gary Kirkland, who's a marine science, retired marine science teacher from Duval County, extensive experience in the area. He's come on board as our captain. So it really is sort of an exciting time to be around the campus, and President Cost has done a great job of energizing the whole place.
Sure. Madeline Woods, I would think this is a unique learning opportunity for you and research opportunity.
It definitely is. I do my research on the river with plankton tows, as he mentioned, and sometimes I have difficulty analyzing organisms after I've fixed them, and so they're in a dead state. The Larkin has the ability for me to look at them under a microscope in the field when they're alive, and there's so much more I can do out on the river with my species than in the lab.
What a way to learn and study, just being out on the water.
It's definitely something I signed up for when I went into graduate school in marine science. I love being in the field, and so this is just one more way to do that.
And Quint, this is exciting for the students, but let's talk about the larger purpose of this institute. And of course, your passion is the health of this waterway and raising public awareness about threats to that. Can you explain about how this work and this research will help the community as a whole helping all of us have a better understanding of what's going on inside the river?
Right. I think just the fact we built the Marine Science Research Institute, we opened in 2010. It's a LEED certified building, meaning leadership in environmental and energy design. And so it sort of symbolizes what we're all about in terms of keeping the river clean. The facility has in fact exceeded my expectations in terms of how it's worked because of the people that are here. We have our undergraduate marine science program, which is one of the largest in the university. We have a graduate program now with students like Madeline, who's doing a great job. We also have in the building the St. John's Riverkeeper, and we have the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has their fish identification facility here. We also have a program that we've been working with a variety of Duval County schools, Mayport Elementary, Mayport Middle, Fletcher, Terry Parker High School in particular. And so all these things come together, and there's a synergy here that has been just phenomenal. And in fact, sometimes the riverkeeper will get a phone call about something. Well, they can come talk to either a scientist or go talk to Fish and Wildlife, and we can oftentimes be on it much, much faster than we would have. And we've seen that repeatedly. The problems we've had with fish kills and the blue-green algae, things like that, have just proven to be essential that we see this kind of synergy happening here in the building.
There are two main issues going on right now, this debate over whether to dredge the river to a depth of 47 feet to accommodate bigger ships, and the continuing algae blooms and fish kills, the pollutants that as yet we haven't been able to find a solution for. How much does that engage your work, those two issues?
Constantly. I spend countless hours working on those issues right now. The water withdrawal from the St. John's River, the dredging issues, the pollution.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the potential water withdrawal issue.
It really is sort of, we take the river, I've used the phrase for years, we've used and abused the St. John's River for years, and at some point, the river's just going to say enough's enough. And I think we're starting to get that indication now. The microcystis, the blue-green algae we're getting right now, has persisted through this wintertime, which has been very unusual. Didn't expect that.
And normally, it dies off in the colder
normally
months.
Normally, it dies off when it gets a little cooler. So it's been, it really is sort of exciting to be part of this. And the facility opened at a great time in that respect. It's a, something we've been working on for many, many years here. So this is the end of seriously the beginning of a lifelong dream to have this kind of thing going on here.
Madeline, what drew you to this type of career?
Well, actually, I have a background in political science from Boston University, so I kind of fell into it by accident. I took an oceanography class my senior year and then just decided that I was doing the complete wrong thing and had to start from scratch. And I did a lot of, you know, getting my feet wet work in the field before I decided to go to grad school. And I did a lot of research on different programs and actually almost gave up on the idea until I found the program in Jacksonville University and was just blown away by all the things that I could do.
Why are you passionate about it?
Well, I love to learn, for first and foremost, and second, I love being out there on the water. And as I tell everyone, I like little squishy things. I work with invertebrates. So,
what do you hope to do when you finish?
I hope to go out to sea to research. So that's one of my passions, is traveling and being out in the open ocean. So I would love to work directly on the ship, another reason why the Larkin is so exciting for me, because I would rather not be in a lab.
And so, Quint, you're graduating some talented young students, and they are going to take what they've learned here at the MSRI and go all over the world.
Exactly. I already have. And that's been, you know, looking back at my career, and I have emails coming in periodically from people, students around the world, which is really exciting. And we have a lot of students that work in research, education, regulatory functions for the state and federal government. So it really is exciting. And to have the new facilities here, we didn't sort of mention we have a new floating dock down there, which is also built by, it's a fiberglass reinforced polymer. So it's a unique facility here. Our boat is on a lift to get it above the water. So just so many people have contributed so much to make this dream come true for a lot of faculty.
Well, we appreciate you hosting us today. It's fun to be here for the full hour in this beautiful facility.
Well, I invite you to come back sometime and let's do it on board the boat, because I think that will be spectacular.
We will get back here for that. In the meantime, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you.